need your help. I think I'm losing it here, man.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It's Tuesday.
The days are starting to blur together.
So it's Tuesday.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
It's Tuesday morning.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
Why are we waking up?
You got a show to do.
To entertain folks.
And also to
help people
get through this.
Okay, if you say so.
It's showtime. Hit it.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and so many things to go over. My goodness, thank you so much for the texts. Remember, talk and text is 884-9910, so you can always get to me either way, 884-9910. So it looks as though, just wanted to give you this little heads up. I don't even know how to address this. This is just really, really disturbing. What is being done with all of these children at the border? Because they are being asked, actually, or, you know, really, they're not asking them. They're asking foster parents to just take them. Yeah. Just take them. So what does that mean? Well, California's foster care system is already overwhelmed. I was looking at some numbers and wow. They have something like 30,000 kids in the foster care system. That's a lot. And I don't know if you know this, but it's a breeding ground. It is a breeding ground for human trafficking. Kids get lost in the system. And it is horrible. Absolutely horrible. You have some families who are amazing. They want to do it for the children. Maybe they don't have children themselves, or maybe they're empty nesters. And so they bring a child or maybe siblings into their home. That is so honorable and amazing. And then you have others who aren't so honorable, who look at it more as a paycheck and have many children. Now, there is a limit that is set forth from the state, depending on what state you're in, of how many children you can have in a household through the foster care system. In California, the Biden administration is asking to break that law and to have overwhelming numbers for households, double digits. Will you take these kids so we can get them off the border, get them out of these facilities? And now you have Senator Lindsey Graham bringing forward that there is going to be a huge, I love it, a huge cover-up at the border. So this one particular couple, they're foster parents. They are asking, or they're being asked, to take in 26 or more minors, the unaccompanied migrant children. Okay, they are not migrant children. They are illegal immigrants. Age doesn't matter. If you are crossing the border illegally, you're still an illegal immigrant. the Community Care Licensing Division of California contacted foster parents Travis and Sharla Call, asking them to take in 26 unaccompanied children who crossed the border. Other foster parents have received the same request. Usually 6 children is the maximum number that can be fostered. Now, the calls, this is where I'm getting that 30,000 number. The calls said that there are over 30,000 children in the Los Angeles County foster care system alone. The system is already overwhelmed. How can this be going on? Well, Travis and his wife run a nonprofit fighting against human trafficking in California. They believe this is just the tip of a sinister iceberg. He said that he considers it human trafficking because flooding the border with kids is a money scheme. And now foster parents will be used to take care of them. She said that there is a federal law that allows migrant children who enter foster care to gain citizenship immediately. So now do you understand why when Biden says that they're sending the family back or families back that are intact, and yet the unaccompanied children are staying here? They're being put into military barracks. They're being put into, wow, there's a cozy little area in Texas that is used for oil rig workers. It's not like a luxury hotel, but it has total amenities. So they're shutting down the oil workers, leaving those people jobless. And now the overflow housing that is there, they're housing these kids that are in the country illegally. And if they can get them into foster care system, wow. Just a straight path to citizenship. I hope this is disturbing to you. Where's the media on this? They're trying to send out pictures that, oh, you know, look at how well they're playing. They're getting educated. I just got sent this picture. Oh, thank goodness for you guys. Just received this picture. I guess they're promoting on Newsmax that the kids are playing and they're watching TV and they're being well taken care of. Well, yeah. This is a processing facility in Donna, Texas. Not overcrowded. So a picture that is being sent out by the Biden administration, I'm sorry, by the Biden-Harris administration. Yet when a U.S. senator, Senator Ted Cruz, is there and he is being asked to not take pictures, oh, the humanity, it's a joke to watch this woman trying to block his camera. That the people are all squished together, sleeping on the floor. Whose picture do you think you're going to believe? The live video that was taken from an elected official, elected representative who is worried about his state? Or a propaganda photo that is put out by this administration who has created this crisis? Well, We'll find the truth tomorrow. Very happy to say that at 10:30 tomorrow, my guest is going to be Mark Morgan. He is he's a man who knows what's going on at the border because he works there. Yeah. So I think we can pretty much get a straight answer from him of what's really going on. He's the former acting director of Customs and Border Protection. Again, 10:38. We'll be checking with him tomorrow. Kind of sifting through the lies of what's going on and how they are blaming the Trump administration, saying, oh, well, these kids and these people were coming up. They've been coming up since before Biden was inaugurated. Well, duh. Because they knew Biden was going to be inaugurated. So what was the Trump administration supposed to do? They were literally waiting in the wings to flood the border system, to flood all of our systems. Because isn't it rather coincidental that now we have a bill at the state legislature, who, by the way, is still closed down and probably will be closed down until, oh, the first week in June, when the legislative session is over? Yeah, probably. AB 300, which makes Nevada a sanctuary state. You know, the Office of New Americans has already been pushed through. And I want you to look at the names who signed off on that office. Because it's not, in my opinion, the Office of New Americans. It's the office of those in this country illegally. Because it is in the bill that all services have to be provided. And no one can be turned away because of their, if they're in this country legally or illegally. And if you can just become an automatic citizenship or immediate citizenship, if you're in the foster care system, well, guess what? I guess they're new Americans. Americans are sleeping on the streets. Veterans are sleeping on the streets. The jobs aren't available. Healthcare is not available. In some areas, food's not even available. You know what is available under Democrat rule or control? Clean needles. Housing. Food, jobs for illegals. I feel confident in saying that Democrats, the communist Americans in this country, are literally destroying this country from within. Your child's education? That's going to be put on the back burner because we have to make sure that illegals get their road to their education first. Hence, opening up the Millennial Scholarship, I just still like to call it that, to illegals. That's all Democrats care about. They don't care about you. They care about criminals. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. MC Hammer is 59 today, and he's got a new record deal. He gets 15% off any album with his Best Buy employee discount. The container ship that was stuck in the Suez Canal is now moving after 6 days. The crane used to dislodge it will now be used to transport Russell Crowe to the set of his next movie. The Suez Canal jam disrupted IKEA's supply chain. IKEA has apologized for the delay in shipment of the Florben Borbens and Jürgen Blurgens. And a mafia fugitive was caught because he made a YouTube cooking video. But before they took him away, he made them an omelet they couldn't refuse. This is not headline news.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City at 991FMTalk.com. Should 3 of 7 school board members in Clark and Washoe counties be appointed positions? Sorry, do we have a hell no on there? Once again, Democrats taking away your voice, your right at the voting booth. Let's go to the talk and text lines, check in with Ken this morning. Hi, Ken. Thanks for calling into the program.
Hey, how you doing, Monica?
Good. You want to talk about illegals?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been on unemployment for a while, and so one of the things you have to do is you have to interview with one of the people that worked there, and I was having this interesting conversation with her, and turns out she just blatantly outright admitted to me she's an illegal alien. So as far as this these people not taking our jobs, that's an outright lie, because the state of Nevada is hiring them.
Yeah.
And
well, Ken,
so,
how long have you been here? Do you remember Gottschalk's?
No.
So I worked for a little bit.
I've heard. Yeah.
I worked for a little bit of time here at the department store, Gottschalk's, before they went out of business. And the woman who was working in the department right next door to me, who I became friends with, I found out she was in this country illegally. So here she was, a very nice paying job. And then she went from that job, she went to be an business administrator. So
yeah,
we're not just talking about farm workers. We're talking about illegals in this country who are taking jobs from people on unemployment like Ken.
Yeah, and you got to remember now, this is a Nevada state worker who is interviewing those of us who are legally here in the country for our unemployment because we don't have work. And how does that work?
I am being facetious here, Ken, but maybe that's why Dieter is so screwed up, because they've hired illegals.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, back to your point, this person, but the fact that a citizen is not working in a government job and who is a criminal by the legal, you know, I can't get a job if I committed a felony offense like that, and you know.
I'm going to take back what I said, Ken, that I was doing good before your call, because your call just really pissed me off.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, but you know, hey, and I just wanted to also say I'm supporting your efforts to Congress, and also that I hope that people will also support you as well, because we need somebody in that office that's going to support us, and I'm confident that you will be the one to do that.
Ken, thank you. I appreciate that. I tell people I'm not running against anybody, especially Republicans. I'm running for Nevadans. So, Ken, God bless. Thank you for your call. And wow, would you have known that? Would you have known that there's somebody working in the state at a good paying job who is in this country illegally? This is why I say live and local FM talk, because you hear your friends and your neighbors and people you don't know, other Nevadans, tell their stories and what they go through and what they've found out. Because I know from what I have found out in my experiences, if a person is working in this country illegally, they don't care who knows. You see it in activists. You see it in people who go out and do the protests. They are proud of the fact that they are in this country illegally. The ones who are pushing for open borders. The ones who are voting Democrat. I have to get this bitter taste out of my mouth right now. So how about some chocolate? Some amazing, smooth, creamy chocolate. A chocolate bunny filled with either marshmallow or peanut butter. And no, they can't do half and half. I was so interested, I called to find out. They can't do that, but you get your choice, marshmallow or peanut butter from the chocolate shop. Caller number two at 884-9910. Good luck.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now. Hello? 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for everybody who's been participating in the show today. You can log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Once again, the Democrats just always find ways to take away your voice. And they're doing it again right now. And there's going to be a hearing. 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock today. It's AB 255. And it makes three of seven school board members in Clark and Washoe counties appointed positions. And you know, if it starts in Clark and Washoe County, it's going to go to the rurals after that. It's just like what happens in California moves to Nevada. So, you need to get signed up ahead of time, give testimony, give your thoughts. Again, you're taking away the rights of voters in their areas, in their communities, to have the representation from their school board members. This is atrocious. This is bad. Two members will be appointed by the two most populous incorporated cities in the county, with each appointing one member. Wow. This is just... One member will be appointed by county commissioners. This is just wrong. AB 255. The hearing is today at 1 o'clock. Get your opinions in. Call your legislators. This is important that it does not pass. It's the same old, same old. The more of your rights that they can remove, the more of your abilities to actually vote on items, to vote on people, That's their agenda. And it's very interesting because when you look at the bills before our legislature, and when you look at what the federal government, what the Senate, and what Congress is working on, well, then guess what? That'll explain how Democrat states and the Democrat Congress are working in lockstep. It's like, well, the states passed this, so we'll pass it on the federal level to back them up. That's exactly what is happening with H.R. 1 and your voting rights. Let's go to the talk and text lines. I'm getting all kinds of questions. So we've got Melanie on the line from Nevada Grassroots collecting signatures to get our county open. Melanie, thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning, Monica.
So you're at Code Coffee right now. The biggest question that I've been getting through texts and emails is how long is the petition and you going to be there?
Okay, so we're going to be here until noon today. So we're almost done, but we'll be here tomorrow from 11 to 1. And we're getting a lot of traffic and we're getting a lot of signatures, actually. And we'll also be at Code Coffee at 6 o'clock on Friday. And as far as the petition to open us up, we'd like to have 1%, which is 5,000 signatures by April 6th, to be able to email to the commissioners and to get them to have it on the agenda for the 13th meeting.
That sounds fantastic. Now, can people find out more about the signing locations at the website nvgrassroots.com?
Absolutely. I always post it on there.
Absolutely. See, I should have just gone there first rather than hunting you down and making you call into the program. But I wanted to hear your voice.
Oh, I miss you.
I miss you too, girl. All right.
Stupid radio died. So I can't listen to you right now.
Well, we thank you so much for being out there and doing this and your entire team, because I know it's not just you. But we need to get the 5,000 signatures on this. What is the ultimate agenda of this petition?
It's to end the emergency mandates and open us up 100% with no restrictions.
That's what we got to do. That's what we've got to do. Melanie, thank you so much
for
putting together Nevada Grassroots. And thank you for all the hard work that you're doing for people's freedoms. All right, there goes Melanie. Let's go back to the talk and text and check in with Jean this morning. Hi, Jean. Thanks for calling in. You've always got great stuff for us.
Well, initially, you know, I was taken aback and appalled by Ken's call that the Dieter employee confided that she was in the country legally. I was so appalled that I immediately...
We lost Ken. Darn it. Gene, I want to know what you're appalled with. What did you do? Please call back. Talk and text 884-9910. Hopefully Gene's got it in speed dial. And until Gene calls back, I am going to say big congratulations to Carlos from South Lake Tahoe. Wow. We are really booming at the lake. Yesterday, our winners were from Zephyr Cove and from Kings Beach. And today, we've got Carlos from South Lake Tahoe. He picks up that chocolate bunny from the chocolate shop in the Rayleigh Shopping Center in glorious Gardnerville. Beautiful, beautiful Gardnerville. And Carlos, your choice, marshmallow or peanut butter? If you miss your opportunity to win on the show, well, you know what? You're always winners just for listening to the show, because I know you're taking away good, strong information that you can share with your friends. But you can also just log on to chocolate, chopppe.us. And when you go online, you will see the incredible selection of handmade chocolates made right here in Northern Nevada. And send them to your family and friends around the country and say, ha ha, this is what we've got going on. You can take your old box chocolates that have been sitting on the shelves for how long. We've got the delicious stuff from the chocolate shop. All right. If you missed any part of the show today, I do a lot of posting on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com. If you need links to any of the groups that I bring on the show, like Washoe Patriots, Nevada Patriots, NV Grassroots, all of the links are right there for you to get connected with them. And one of the things that I'm going to post on there today is a link from Dave Hodges. And I love this. He calls it the Common Sense Show, which, common sense. Long gone, but he is the last one. And there is an amazing look that he takes at the Bill of Rights. One surface examination of the Bill of Rights will tell America just how far we, the people, have fallen. So I'm going to post this on there for you. It's a great read. All right. Gene is back. Gene, what did you do? I don't know what happened there, but what did you do when you heard Ken's comments?
Ken's comments, what I did is I immediately called Colo 8, KRVN Channel 4, and KTVN Reno, their newsrooms, and conveyed a specific message. Whether it could be confirmed or not, we don't know, but the message from the Dieter employee that she was, in fact, in the country illegally, and we need to do an open-ended investigative report, all three stations, as to how many illegals work for the state government, you know? I think there's probably a little underlying scandal going on there that the Nevadans would like to, pull the veneer off of that and have a look into that. But more to the point, you know, as I said earlier, we haven't seen this kind of attempt to usurp and intervention in control of the public since Nazi Germany. And I think that Winston Churchill sounded those same alarm bells in the 30s, predating the World War II.
Yeah.
But I want to say this also because it was very clear, and you can call this one with Braille. Americans right now are being played off as suckers and chumps by the Democratic Party on a state and national level. Even their own voting demographic is being played off as chumps and suckers. And they're laughing at them all the way to their coffee time at the end of their day. And that's what I really think that's going on. How much that could we get away with? And I would implore even those that voted for the other side to wake up and smell the coffee, because it's going to lead to massive civil upheaval in this country. And there's no way around it. When they start to move on a digitized movement restriction of the American public and to intervene in the prerogatives of their odometer on their vehicle and all these other issues, I think that really, you know, we're heading for semi-Armageddon in this country. What do you think?
I hate to admit you're right. And that's the problem, Gene, is that the American people literally right now are a powder keg ready to go off, and it just needs that spark. And that spark could be anything. That spark could be the results of the trial going on right now in the Chauvin and George Floyd case. You've got people out there who are once again, you know, propagating this agenda, as in Al Sharpton going down and making sure he gets his moment in the sun. Whether it be Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the anarchists who are out there in general, even just our voting rights. I mean, a certified election has gone through in this state, and Nancy Pelosi is trying to overturn it in, I forget which state it was. This person was elected. She only won by 6 votes, but you know, hey,
right, the gal from Iowa.
Yeah, the gal from Iowa. And this is just, where is that going to end? Is Nancy Pelosi just going to overturn every election that she deems unacceptable?
Well, remember what Admiral Yamamoto said after Pearl Harbor: we have awoken the sleeping giant. And hopefully, Consequently, and I'm not optimistic that the American people will wake up to all this and say enough is enough. And it's so idiotic for Democrats, especially to roll out their crown jewel agendas on the American public at a time that the American people are already under immense duress. And it's only adding more stress and anxiety and sleepless nights. It's how the middle class people are going to hold on to their niche in the economic scheme of things when they know they're going to be taxed to death, when they know under Biden they're going to be taxed to death, and then all of the other issues that are being rolled out to restrict voting rights, usurp this AB 255. It's right out of the Nazi playbook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can't deduce any other thing from it.
Well,
so
you have to go
today.
Back further than that too. Besides Nazi Germany, you have to go back to Stalin and even before him. You know, mm-hmm. Stalin is in hell right now, smiling because his famous quote: "I don't care who votes; I only care who counts the votes." And that is exactly what we have seen from the 2020 election. Who was counting the votes?
You know, we had these kind of conspiracy theories, draconian conspiracy theories, you know, back 30 years ago, and people would scoff at the theories that this was going to happen or that was going to happen or the mark of the beast was going to happen. But I don't think they'd be scoffing at now if they looked at what's being unfolded. Those predictions are now seem to be coming to fruition unless the American people stand up and put a stop to it.
Yeah.
I do believe this, though, that if they attempt even the suggestion of a mileage tax and issues like that and digitized restriction of movement on Americans, that Democrats, in 17 months till we have early voting next October, I think Democrats nationally and on a state level can start packing their bags, because I do think that people are going to recoil against this in a huge, huge way.
Yeah. And the media just going to put it out as a wonderful thing that, you know, they're trying to keep Americans safe. So, Gene, I got to let you go. Thank you so much. As always, great conversation and a wake up call, a definite 100% wake up call for not just Republicans, for all Americans. Because I know in my heart there has got to be some Democrats out there who believe in freedom, who believe in our God-given rights. They have got to see what's going on. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Actually, we're going to wrap up that sharing. It's time. It's only 2 hours, but man, it flies by. It feels like it's been 5 minutes. Thanks for being a part of the show today. Oh, hey, by the way, hey, Kamala, how do you feel about everything that's going on in our country, how you're destroying it? Yeah, that's what I thought. Something else from the article that I'm going to post for you to read and to please share. Conservative Americans' lone remaining option for survival. Just a quick line from it to maybe stir you a little bit. The globalists are winning on every front. Our pastors are compromised. The mainstream media and social media are controlled. Businesses and banking are controlled. And our leaders have forsaken the people. We the people, they're not our leaders. They are our controllers. And until we say no more and take our rights back, it's just going to continue, and it's going to continue to get worse. There are people making noises out there. The Constitutional Law Group is trying to help as many as they can. Washoe Patriots, Nevada Patriots, NV Grassroots, all of the links on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com. And once again, they tried to do it with the curriculums for the counties. The state tried to take those over. That was voted down. Right now, it's the same thing. A hearing at 1 o'clock today. They'll decide. The governments will decide. 3 of the 7 board members on the school district's board of trustees. That's not acceptable, in my opinion. That, once again, is just taking away the rights of the people. All of the links for the opinions, Nellis, the legislative website, again, 991fmtalk.com. Just go to my webpage. It's the first step. It's your first step at making change. If you've never been on any of those links, if you've never been on any of those websites, now is the time to start. I love you. God bless. It's the Monica Jay Show.